City thanks you for your patience. All right, we do this every Wednesday. Have to travel over to OSPTI in Breckenridge and talk with our good friends over there. Got Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about something posture-related. It's called PRI. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so first I want to explain how kind of the human body works in movement and why we don't crawl around like animals and we are more upright when we move. So the human body is not symmetrical. So if you were to cut your body in half from left to right, it is not the same. We have different organs on different sides of the body, like the liver is on the right side and your heart is on the left side. And then our body also moves with this imbalance. So when our right arm moves forward, our left leg moves forward. That is called a reciprocal pattern. And that is what keeps us balanced and upright in standing on 2 feet versus needing to be on all fours like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And so with talking with that, we have at times imbalance in these moving patterns. So sometimes our left hip might be weak, which might pull on our left shoulder. So we have patients that come in with this typical pain where they might have pain in their left shoulder, but we find weakness in their right hip. And so these patterns correlate on this push and pull method between the left and the right side. It's an imbalance, basically. And then that can cause tension or pain in certain areas. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Now, let me ask you this. Are some people more, how do I put this nicely, imbalanced than others, or do you find more imbalance?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is kind of an advanced approach. So we here, us therapists here at OSPTI, is trained in these finding these imbalances in types of postures, sitting, standing, things like that. And so when patients come in and said that they've tried traditional PT, yes, it helped, but it never really got rid of the pain. So we find these imbalances in their posture patterns. And then we take it with using this PRI approach and have them perform certain exercises to basically reposition, repattern them back into where they're not being pushed and pulled one side versus the other.
So some of this can be fixed. Some of this can be treated, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So at times we use these patterns that I'll have put on our Facebook page, and they can take home and perform these exercises to help them get back into that correct posture so that it's not pushing and pulling on the left versus the right side.
Boy, that is fantastic information. I think you're doing a lot of myth busting for people here too, that just assume that we're like perfectly balanced out, but as you're saying, that's not always the case. And if it becomes a problem, they need to come and see you at OSPTI, right?
Yes. So basically, yeah, a lot of patients will ask, they're like, okay, we're going to do that on the left side too as well. Not necessarily. Sometimes it's just we need to stretch out the right side where the left side is already overstretched.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay, good stuff. So what is your number at OSPTI, Rizzy?
641-7725. And check out our Facebook page. I'll have videos of some patients performing some of these exercises that they can kind of help maybe correlate and see if that's something that they need to adjust.
Boy, that's good stuff. That is great information, Rizzy, as always. Listen, you have a good rest of the week. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds great. You as well.
We're talking PRI and posture-related things with Rizzy at OSPTI, and we chat with our friends over there every Wednesday here at this time. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News.